Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jessie King. Novak Djokovic has become the first man in 71 years to win Wimbledon after facing match points in the final, coming back to beat Roger Federer in an unprecedented fifth-set tiebreaker yesterday. The top-seeded Djokovic outlasted Federer 7-6, 1-6, 7-6, 4-6, 13-12 in a match that lasted nearly 5 hours. The triumph earned Djokovic his 16th Grand Slam trophy, moving him closer to the only men ahead of him in tennis history, Federer with 20 and Rafael Nadal with 18. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Masahiro Tanaka gave up 2 runs and 4 hits over 6 innings of the Yankees' 4-2 win against the Blue Jays. Elsewhere, the Mets topped the Marlins 6-2, the Phillies downed the Nationals 4-3, and the Dodgers outlasted the Red Sox 7-4 in a 12-inning game that lasted more than 5.5 hours. In MLB news, the Red Sox have placed knuckleballer Stephen Wright on the 10-day injured list with a bruised right foot after he was hit with a line drive by Dodgers infielder Max Muncy. In golf yesterday, Dylan Fratelli picked up his first PGA victory by taking the John Deere Classic with a bogey-free 7-under-64, 2 strokes over Russell Henley. I'm Jessie King.